Today's daf is Pesachim daf Samach Aleph. We left off on the bottom of daf Samach and Beis. Today's shiur and the shiurim throughout the week are sponsored by Jeremy Herskowitz, L'zecho Nishmas, his grandfather, Mr. Marvin Herskowitz, Moshe Yehuda, Ben Yosef, Zichrono Levracha, and Hashem Shteven Aliyah. And we thank Jeremy very much for the sponsorship. We are holding again on daf Samach and Beis, on the first wide line of daf Samach and Beis. And today we're essentially going to discuss three topics. First, there's before the Mishnah, there's the Mishnah in the immediate aftermath, and then there's later on in the daf. Before the Mishnah, we're going to discuss Karban Pesach that's shechted on a different day of the year, Shelo Bezmano, not an Erev Pesach, but unlike yesterday, we were discussing it, shechting it Shelo Lishmo, having in mind that it should be a different Karban, that it should be a Karban Shlamim. Today we're going to discuss if you have in mind someone other than its owner, Shelo L'shem Bailav, Shelo, you have in mind someone other than the regular owner of the Karban Pesach, it's a Shinoi Bailim, but you're doing it during the rest of the year. What is the halacha in that case? Then the second discussion is going to be the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about a Karban Pesach that's shechted for people who are ineligible to eat the Karban Pesach. And the Mishnah also discusses the timing of the Shechita of the Karban Pesach. Now, the Gemara goes into some of the details of each category of person who's not eligible to eat the Karban Pesach. And then toward the end of the daf, the rest of the daf is going to revolve around the Machlokas Amarayim and really into tomorrow's daf, whether a Karban that's shechted for the right people, but with the intention that the Zrika should work for people who are unable to eat it, whether that's kosher as well. Is that also called Shaloli Ochlov? When you shecht it for people who can eat it, but you have in mind that the Zrika will work for people who cannot eat it. So anyway, let's pick up from the first wide line, Ibayulahu. So we learned in yesterday's daf that if a Karban Pesach is shechted with a Shinoi Kodesh for the sake of a Karban Shlamim during the rest of the year, it's kosher. That's a very unique halacha. Almost always in all of Dinei Kachim, whenever you shecht a Karban for Shalol Lishmo, you shecht a Karban having in mind a different Shem Karban, that's a guaranteed psul. That's going to ruin the Karban. But Karban Pesach is unique that any day other than Erev Pesach, Shalol Lishmo helps it. That's the right kind of machshava. You should have in mind L'shem HaKarban Shlamim, and that will be perfectly good. So our Gemara raises the following question. Ibayiluhu. Pesach sheshechtu b'shayim bos hashana b'shinei bailim mahu. What if you shecht the Karban Pesach on a day of the year other than Erev Pesach, but not having in mind the Shinoi Kodesh, that it should be a Karban Shlamim, having in mind Shinoi Bailim, that it should be for somebody else other than the owner? Do we treat that the same as Shinoi Kodesh? Shinoi Bailim ki Shinoi Kodesh dami umachshalei? Olo, do we treat Shinoi Bailim as Shinoi Kodesh and therefore say that it's kosher, just like Shinoi Kodesh, when you have a machshava that it should be a Karban Shlamim during the rest of the year, it works? So maybe having in mind that it should be for a different owner during the rest of the year would also make it kosher. So I'm Rav Papa, I'm Risa L'Shmaita Kameh de Rava. So Rav Papa says, I presented this Shaila to Rava, and I suggested, presenting to Rava the following suggestion. Ho, Vishinu Kodesh Postal Bizmano, Vishinu Bailim Postal Bizmano, on Erev Pesach, if you have in mind that your Karban Pesach is going to be a Karban Shlamin, is that okay? No, that passels it, right? That's a regular Shalol Shema, like you'd have by any other Karban. On Erev Pesach, if you have in mind that the Karban should be for someone other than the owner of the Karban, that also passels it when it's on Erev Pesach, when it's during the Zman that you're actually supposed to bring it. So if they both share the same din on Erev Pesach during the Zman, so Mashinoi Kodesh Apostle Bizmano Machshiro Liachar Zmano, so it stands to reason that whatever the halacha is by Shinoi Kodesh when it's not Erev Pesach, that same din would be true by Shinoi Bailim when it's not Erev Pesach. So if you have in mind Karban Shlamim when it's not Erev Pesach, that works. So you have in mind a Karba that it should be for the different Bailim when it's not Erev Pesach, it should also work. It should also make it kosher. That's what Rav Papa presented to Rava. So Va'amar Li, Rava responded back to Rav Papa, lo, you cannot make that comparison between Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailim. Im amart b'Shinoi Kodesh, shekem psulo begufo, V'yeshno ba'arba avodos, v'yeshno la'achar mitzah, v'yeshno b'tzibur, k'biyachid. He says, well, Shinui Kodesh is different than Shinui Bailim in four fundamental ways. First of all, Shinui Kodesh is that you're having in mind something fundamental about the korban itself. Meaning, it's not just something, when you have in mind Shinui Kodesh, you're taking a korban that has the character of korban Pesach, that has the qualities of korban Pesach, and you're fundamentally changing it to korban Shlamim. So it's something fundamental about the korban itself. It's psulo begufo. A Shinui Bailim is not about the korban itself, it's about who's going to be the owner of the korban, who's connected to the korban, but it's not about the korban itself. A Shinui Kodesh is yeshno ba'arba avodos. During any of the dalar avodos, the shchita, the kabbalah, the alacha, the zrika, any of the dalar avodos you have in mind, l'shem a different korban, it's going to be an issue with Shinui Kodesh. By Shinui Bailim, it does not hold true by all dalar avodos. If you're shachad kibbal v'zarak, halach v'zarak, by all the avodos, it's not necessarily going to be a problem by Shinui Bailim. So we'll see why not in a second. And third difference is, yeshno la'achar misa. When it comes to Shinui Kodesh, that's going to be an issue even after the person dies, the owner of the carbon dies. Still, the Yoresh brings the carbon of his father, and if he shechtes shelo l'shmo, it's not going to be a valid carbon, and the estate is going to have to bring another carbon. So even la'achar misa, the problem of Shinui Kodesh is going to be an issue. And also, v'yeshno b'tzibur k'biyachid. If you take a carbon tzibur, you take a carbon musaf, and you have in mind that you want a shechtet l'shem, I don't know, a carbon asham or something, so that's not going to be a valid carbon. It's a problem by a carbon tzibur the same way it's a problem by an individual's carbon. All of those things are true by a Shinui Kodesh. So tomar b'shinui bailim, can you say the same by a Shinui bailim? Where none of those four things are true. Number one, de'ein psula begufo. The psul of a Shinui Bailim is not a psul in the carbon itself. It's a psul bedavar acher. It's a psul outside of the carbon, about who relates to the carbon, but not about the carbon itself. Number two, ve'ein oba arba avodos. The psul of Shinui Bailim does not apply to all dalet avodos. Rashi on the fourth line, ve'ein oba arba avodos bishar zvachim delav pesach. By any other carbon other than a pesach, this won't apply by other avodos. Delavi karan la'achila asi. Why not? Because every other carbon is not primarily for eating. Elo l'kapara. It's primarily to achieve kapara. So lo shayach shinui bailim ela bizrika. Shein lo b'karbon ela kaparasa v'kapara las ela bizrika. When is the critical moment of kapara? That happens with zrikas hadam. So the only time shinui bailim is going to matter by all karbanos other than karbon pesach, the only time shinui bailim is going to matter is at the point of kapara, is at the zrika, because we don't care about the achila as much by other karbanos outside of karbon pesach. So it's eino ba'arba avodos. The psul of shinui bailim is not going to be a problem outside of zrika. And number three, ve'eino la'achar misa. Shinui bailim is also not an issue when it's la'achar misa. The bailim is, why not? Because the bailim is no longer there. The bailim doesn't own it anymore. He's dead. So it's not going to be an issue la'achar misa. The assumption is that there's no kapara li'achar misa. So there's no, so it's not going to work l'shem the bailim anyway in terms of kapara. That's how Tosus assumes. That there's no kapara li'achar misa, which is an interesting assumption. We always assume that we can give kapara for mesim somehow. Maybe just that a karban is not a kapara. And we do all sorts of things as a kapara l'achar misa. We sponsor daf yomi shiur, and we give tzedakah, we say yizkar, we do all sorts of different things as a kapara li'achar misa. But okay, but maybe that the karban is not a kapara li'achar misa. There are different ways of achieving kapara li'achar misa. Ve'enu b'tzibur k'biyachid. And the other thing, shinui bailim is not an issue when it comes to a karban tzibur. Why is it not an issue when it comes to a carbon seabor? Because everybody is the owner. There's no way to be Mishana the Bailim of a carbon seabor. The whole world is the owner of the carbon. So is that true, that there's no way to be Mishana the Bailim of the carbon? We'll get to that in a moment. Let's just finish up the thought. So says Gemara, V'yafagav detarti lavdafka, tarti miyadafka. The truth is, even though two out of these differences are not really differences, but two of them are. Gemara. Meaning we said, you can't compare Shina Batim to Shina Kodesh. There are four differences. So Gemara is backing up a little bit. There aren't really four differences. For two of those things, we sort of tricked you. There are only two of them that are really differences. The Maishna Shina Batim Dlavi Psula Begufo, the Psula Machshava Bialmahi, Shina Kodesh Nami Psula Machshava Bialmahi. To say that a Shina Kodesh is a Psul Begufo, and a Shina Batim is not a Psul Begufo, it's not really so correct, because neither of them are really a Psul Begufo. Psul Begufo would mean it's a Balmum, it's something. There's something about the carbon. Both of these psulim are just the thought that you're having in your mind as you're doing the avodas of the carbon. Neither of them are really on the carbon itself. So that's not really such a difference. Visu, hadam shina bailam enu lachar misa. Also, the one about shina bailam not having any effect, lachar misa, well, that's not entirely true, because that really depends how you hold. Rav Pinchas b'rei de Rav Ami, damar yesh shina bailam lachar misa, ma'ekel meimar. Rav Pinchas b'rei de Rav Ami holds that shina bailam will pass a lachar misa, which means that if the owner of the carbon dies, and you shecht it l'shem somebody else, then the yoresh is going to have to bring another carbon from the estate, that it matters lachar misa. So if you hold that way, then that difference doesn't hold either. But tarti miyaz dafka ninu. But the other two differences are still strong. So granted, the tzibur kibiyachah difference is still strong, and the arba avodos difference is still strong. So two out of the four are still very strong differences between the two, and therefore, says Rava, I do not agree with Rav Papa's analysis that if shinui Kodesh is going to make it kosher the rest of the year, then Shinui Bailim of a Karban Pesach would also make it kosher the rest of the year. Ella Amar Rava, rather Rava says as follows. Pesach Shashachto B'Shayi Mos Hashanah B'Shinui Bailim Nasa Kamisha Ein Lo Bailim Bizmano Upasol. Having in mind a different Bailim the rest of the year is like a Karban Pesach that doesn't have a Bailim on Erev Pesach, and that's Pasol. A Karban Pesach and Erev Pesach needs to have a Bailim, and therefore he says the opposite of Rav Papa, he holds that it's Pasol. Let's go look at some of the details though over here. We said that one of the differences was that when it comes to Shinui Kodesh, it's Yeshno B'tzibur K'biyachid, that a carbon tzibur also has a problem of Shinui Kodesh. Several Achron in the Pnei Yeshur, B'Kiveger, point out the Rambam in the Perusha Mishnayis and Zvachim. The Rambam is Medayik from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol Zvachim Shenizbuchu Shalolishman Ksherim, any carbon that Yishach Shalolishma is kosher, Elishlo Olu Lebailim L'Shem Chova. But it doesn't count for, meaning it's a kosher carbon, but it doesn't fulfill the Chiyuv of the Bailim in his requirement to bring the carbon. Now, that which it says, Lebailim, apparently it's only talking about carbonos that have a bailim, says the Rambam. But karbonos hatzibur, where it's a shechita shelo lishma, is not going to passel, because karbonos hatzibur, sakin moshachta l'mashahein, there it's not the bailim that's the determinant. Karbonos hatzibur, there's no psul shelo lishma. Meaning it sounds from the Rambam at least that by karbonos hatzibur you're not going to have this psul. So we said yeshon b'tzibur could be yachid, that the psul shelo lishma is going to be true by a karbon tzibur. Carbon yachid the same, but the way the Achronim understand the Rambam and the Perusha Mishnayis, kol karbonos tzibur that a shechta shelo lishmo still count l'shem the chiyuv, because the shechita is moshachton l'mashahein. That's the expression that they use, that the shechita makes them appropriate for what they should be used for. So the Achronim wonder that our Gemara says and the Gemara that karbonos tzibur are nifsal al yidei shinui kodesh. So how could the Rambam say otherwise? So the Achronim explain that when the Gemara says Machsheves Shinui Kodesh passels the carbon tzibur, it means in the Kabbalah, the Halacha, and the Zrika. But in the Shechita, the Machsheves Shinui Kodesh is not going to passel. So our Gemara, when it says Yeshno B'tzibur K'biyachid, at least on the carbon tzibur side of things, it's not by all Dalet Avodos. It's only by three out of the four avodas. Several other approaches in the Achronim as well, but that's one fundamental issue the Achronim raised. The other issue that I was alluding to before is we said that you can't have a problem of Shinui Bailim when it comes to a carbon tzibur, because a carbon tzibur is owned by everybody. That's how Rashi and Tosfos both explain that there can't be a Shinui Bailim because the carbon tzibur is owned by everybody. So Rashi and Tosfos both raise the issue. Tosfos and Maseches Vachem, Rashi over here, both raise the issue. Wait a second, but what about if you shechta l'shem a goy? A guy is not, when we bring a carbon musaf, a carbon tamid, we're not bringing that for a guy, we bring that for Klal Yisrael. It's carbon tzibur, it's owned by all the Klal Yisrael. Goyim can own Karbanos also, though. So shouldn't there be able to be a Shinur Bailim by a Karban Tzibur also if you shecht it l'shem Nachrim? So they say, no. That's because the din of Shinur Bailim is only if you're Meshanet to another Bailim who also requires Kapara. But Goyim are not B'nai Kapara, so Shinur Bailim is not going to be Shaykh to when you transfer it to Goyim. So Achronim say, okay, but we're not willing to give up yet. Goyim bring Karbanos Ola, the Gemara says explicitly in Menachos, Shalmei Ha'ovdik Chavim Olos. A Goy brings a Shalmei Nadava, we treat it as a Karban Olo, we burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach. So why is it not Shaykh Shinur Bailim by a Karban Sibur for a Goy? A Goy gets a Kapara with his Karban Ola, the same way we would get a Kapara, L'chora. So the Chaznish and Zvachim says that there's a chilek between the kedusha, the entire kedusha of the carbon of a guy, and the kedusha of a carbon of Israel. By Kachay Nachri, the Gemara in Zvachim says there's no pigul, there's no nosar, there's no psultuma. So a shinur bailim is only when it's the same type of kedusha. You're going to take the kedusha of this carbon and transfer it from owner number one to owner number two, but you're not changing the whole fundamental kedusha of the carbon. But to change it to bailus of a nachri changes the entire fundamental kedusha of the carbon. The Achronim say, okay, but still, so you can't transfer it to a guy. That won't be shinur bailim. But still, you can have shinur bailim by a carbon sibur. How so? There is a tshuva in the Besamim Rosh. The Besamim Rosh is the famous forgery that was the tshuva sefer that was attributed to the Rosh for many years till they realized that it was a forgery. It wasn't from the Rosh. But someone who knew what he was talking about wrote a sefer called Besamim Rosh. And the Besamim Rosh writes that women are pater from tefillah samusafim because that tefillah is connected to carbon musaf. And a woman doesn't contribute a machzah shekel, so because she doesn't contribute a machzah shekel, she's not shaykh to any of the carbonos. She's not shaykh to carbonos hatzibur. Carbonos hatzibur don't relate to women. Oh, so wait a second, if we were to accept that carbonos hatzibur don't relate to women, l'chari could be able to have a shinur bailim on a carbon tzibur. Within the Jewish world, be mishana it from men to women, have in mind that you want it to be for women. So that's what the Achronim point out. No, that women don't give machzah shekel, but the carbon tzibur still counts for them. Think about Rasiri Rashi Chadash Mamachapar Fuat, Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav. So a woman doesn't get a kapara for Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav? No, of course she needs a kapara for Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav. There's plenty of tuma that women could suffer from. So of course she would get a kapara from Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav. So it can't be that the women don't get a kapara. It's just that there's a din. They don't have to contribute the money to the carbon tzibur, but certainly they would receive a kapara from the carbon tzibur. Okay.
Wouldn't just having in mind an individual instead of the whole tzibur be like shinur bailim?
So that's what the Rishonim are saying, no, because the individual is one of the bailim. That's always interesting when it comes to carbon tzibur. So that's the chakir. Is a carbon tzibur really a carbon ashutfin? It's a carbon that everybody is the bailim, or it's a carbon that the entity known as Klal Yisrael is the bailim? So it's a little bit strange that you're right. The Rishonim make that assumption that no, you're one of the bailim. No, am I one of the bailim, or is the entity of Klal Yisrael the bailim? But it's not that it's a carbon ashutfin. There are differences between carbon tzibur and carbon ashutfin. Technically, Klal Yisrael could bring all together, could all chip in and buy a carbon and be a carbon hashutfin, but there will be halachic differences between a carbon hashutfin and a carbon sibur. So that's an interesting kasha.
Because it would rarely come up that somebody would have in mind to exclude certain people.
Right. Well, yeah, but it could. I mean, if it's theoretically possible, it's a fair game in learning. So, okay, says the Mishnah. Shachtu shalol yachtu. So now we quoted this Mishnah yesterday, now we see it in its original context. Yesterday we quoted it in the context of saying, well, wait a second, if this Mishnah is talking about where it's only within one avoda, then the previous Mishnah must have also been talking about where it's only within one avoda. And then the Gemara kept on saying, no, two Mishnahs could talk about two different cases. So, shachtu shalol yachtu. If you shachtu Karban Pesach for an old person, a chola, someone who's unable to eat the Karban, v'shalolim nuyav, you shecht the carbon pesach for someone who's not registered on the carbon pesach. La arelim for someone who's an arel, someone who doesn't have a bris mila. And remember, we discussed yesterday the machlokas rishonim. Who, what kind of arel we're talking about over here? Where Rashi says we're talking about someone who has every excuse, has a very good reason not to have a bris mila. He's got a genetic disease that if he gets a bris mila, he could die, and still he's considered an arel. And Rabbi Natam said, no, such a person is not considered an arel. Is allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. So anyway, the Tameim, if a person shechts the Karban Pesach for someone who's Tamei, pasul. In all of these cases, the carbon is going to be pasul. One cannot shech the carbon pesach for any of these people. Now, wait a second. If a person cannot shech the carbon pesach the menuyin, this is one of the fundamental dinim of carbon pesach, that you need to be registered on the carbon pesach. So all of the achronim, all the mefarshim of the Haggadah, try to understand the halach ma'anya passage where we say, kol dichvin yesev yechal, kol ditzrich yesev yivsach. Kol ditzrich yesev yivsach is against the halacha. It's saying that anyone who needs could come and join together on the Karban Pesach. After Pesach has already started, after the Shechita? No, you can only have Menuyin on the Karban Pesach up until the Shechita. We learned yesterday that up until the last minute, they're Moshchin Yedayah and they're changing their registration from this Karban to that Karban up until the last minute. Yeah, up until the last minute means up until the Shechita, but once the Shechita happens, it's way too late. So there's an interesting approach of the Bnei Yisachar. Bnei Yisachar points out that we don't need a Karban Pesach anymore. We have a Kazayis Matzah, it's a Zecher to the Mitzvah. We have two Kazayis, and we have a Kazayis Matzah first for the mitzvah of Kazayis Matzah, that we eat earlier on in the meal, and then later on we eat a Kazayis Matzah Afikomen as a zecher to the Karban Pesach, which is Nechal al-Sova. Why do we dafka pick to eat matzah as a zecher of the Pesach, and why not some other type of food? Meaning matzah really has nothing, it's the Karban Pesach was lamb, so why don't we eat something other than matzah? So we choose that which was eaten in Mitzrayim, and that's going to be a zecher to the Pesach Mitzrayim. So the Mesadrei Haggadah wanted to be Mesakin to show that this is not a real Karban Pesach, it's only a Zecher LePesach, and that's why we say, Kol Dich Vin Yesev Yechel, Kol Ditzrich Yesev V'Yivsach, as a way of saying that, look, this halacha is different than a Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, we would not be able to invite everybody, but we're inviting everybody now, because this is only a Zecher, it's not the real Karban Pesach. Now, that is not always so clear. The Bnei Sosker points out, when it comes to, let's say, the Karban Omer, on the Achilas Chadash, eating the new grain, when the Karban Omer is brought. So now that we don't have a Karban Omer, Mida Oraisa, let's go back. When there is a Karban Omer, when can we eat the new grains? When the Karban Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. Good. When if it's brought at 11:22 a.m., that's when Chadash becomes Mutter, at exactly that moment that the Karban Omer is brought. Now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, when does the Chadash become Mutter? So on a Doraisa level, it becomes Mutter right away in the morning. As soon as the sun rises on the second day of Pesach, the Chadash becomes Mutter. But we don't eat it the whole second day of Pesach. We wait until after the whole second day is over. Why? Because we're afraid next year what's going to happen is we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash, and really the Chadash only becomes Mutter when the Karban Omer is brought. And people are going to say, well, Ishtakad, last year I remember that we used to eat it right away. For breakfast we used to eat the Chadash. So this year they're going to come to do the same thing. So therefore Chazal made a Gezeira that you have to go ahead and wait for the entire day. So why don't we have the same concern over here? Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and people going to say, well, last year we invited anyone, Kol Ditzrich Yesei V'Yivsach, we invited anybody to come eat the Karban Pesach with us, to come eat our Zecher LeKarban Pesach with us. So why aren't we worried that people are going to invite people who are not menuyin on the Karban Pesach next year when we actually have a Karban Pesach? So the reason we're not concerned for this, says the Bnei Yisachar, is because it's an entirely different experience. The Chadash, the Din of Chadash applies wherever you happen to be, wherever you happen to live. You don't have to be in Yerushalayim, you didn't have to have brought any particular carbon yourself to do anything to make that happen. When it comes to the Karban Pesach can only be eaten by people who are in Yerushalayim, who were involved in the bringing of the Karban Pesach, who are part of the entire experience. So if you were there, you'll remember that this is different than last year. There's no way you're going to confuse it with last year. So based on that, says the Bnei Yisachar, we can explain the entire passage. Halach ma'anya. After we divided the matzah to two pieces, we say that one of them is for the mitzvah of matzah, and the other one we're saying, setting aside as Zecher LePesach that was brought in Mitzrayim. And that's why we choose matzah dafka, because it was eaten in Mitzrayim. So we say, Halach ma'anya di achlu avasana ba'ara de Mitzrayim. We're taking this bread that was eaten by our fathers in Mitzrayim. That's why this is being chosen as the Zecher. Kol dichvin yesev yechal, the kazayis of matzah, Kol Ditzrich Yesev Yivsach, and anyone who wants to come can eat the kazayis of the Afikomen as a Zecher LePesach. And it doesn't have the issue of Shalol L'Menuyav. And we're not going to be gozer, oh, let's worry that next year when we bring Karban Pesach, people are going to get confused, and they're going to think that, oh, last year I allowed allowed someone who wasn't registered to share with me. Maybe I could do the same thing this year. We have no such concerns because Hashata Hacha Lashon Abba Baradi Yisrael. Over here, we don't have. We're not in Eretz Yisrael. We're not experiencing the entire experience of Korban Pesach, and that's our safeguard. So that's how the Bnei Yisachar explains very nicely the whole passage. Okay, says the Mishnah further. So if you have in mind any of these particular groups of people who are not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, it's possible. But what if you have a combination of groups in mind? Liochlav v'shelo liochlav. You have in mind that the Korban should work both liochlav and shelo liochlav, both people who are able to eat it and people who are not able to eat it. Lemnuyav v'shelo lemnuyav, people who are registered and people who are not registered. Lemolim la'arelim, people who have a bris mila and people who don't have a bris mila. Letameim letarim, both tummy people and tar people are all together in your group. So in that case, kosher. The carbon is still going to be kosher. That's part one of the Mishnah. With those people, who are the people that if you have them in mind exclusively would passel the carbon, but having them in mind as part of a larger group would not passel the carbon. How does one become a manui on the Korban Pesach? So Rashi in Zvachim says that manui al Korban Pesach happens by participating in the purchase of the animal for the Korban Pesach. Ish lufi achla tachosu means those who eat the Korban Pesach need to become the bailim of the Korban Pesach. So in some way you need to buy in. It's not good enough to just say, to just declare that you are registered, that you need to somehow buy in on the Korban Pesach. So there is a machlokas achronim, what kind of bailus it really needs. The Briska Rav understands, the Briska Rav in Hilchos Korban Pesach explains that even though the person who gets kapara from a korban generally doesn't have to have monetary ownership on the animal itself, it's good enough that he's a bailim on the kapara. He doesn't have to be a bailim, he doesn't have to have monetary ownership on the korban itself. The Gemara, the halacha is, if a korban toda damages, it's mazik somebody, even though the behemah itself goes to the Rishus HaNizik and he gets to eat the meat of the korban after the akrava, but the original bailim still gets the kapara. So even though when it damages, though the animal no longer belongs to the bailim, monetarily no longer belongs to the, but he could still have a kapara. That's generally the din by karbanos. So and that's why the original owner would bring the lach metoda and everything else. But that's by shar karbanos. When it comes to being manui on the Korban Pesach, so you need to each person to have monetary bailus on the carbon itself. That's a din, that's a special din of manuyin al karban by Korban Pesach. That it's not enough to be a bailim on the kapara, you need monetary bailus. Chaznish, however, holds that no. Even by a Korban Pesach, you don't need monetary bailus in the Korban itself. You could have other people who are partial bailim together with you, even if they don't have monetary bailus, and they'll fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, even though they don't have any monetary ownership. What's the raya? He says the raya is a balabayis, we're going to see later on in Daf Peches, that a balabayis is allowed to include his eved as one of the participants of his Korban. There's no way for an eved to get monetary bailus of the Korban. He has no money called Mashkan Eved Kana Rabo, and he's not considered an independent entity from his master. So there is no bailus for an eved on the Korban. Okay, says the Mishnah, second half of the Mishnah. Shachtu kodem chatzos, pasul. If you shech the Korban Pesach before chatzos, it's pasul. Mishum shnemar bein arbayim, because the pasuk says bein arbayim. Now, technically, we've been discussing the Korban Pesach has to be shechted after the Korban Tamid. Korban Tamid can't be shechted until 6.5 hours into the day. So why do we say kodem chatzos? Because that's even b'diavad, it's going to be pasul. What if you do shech the Korban Pesach before the Korban Tamid? Shechto kodem l'tamid. Kosher ul bavachie echad memaris pedamo achizak atamid v'im nizrak kosher. If you shech the Korban Pesach before the Korban Tamid, it's going to be kosher. But if you did it, you should have someone sitting there mixing the blood of the Korban Pesach until you finish doing everything you need to do with the Korban Tamid, and then be zorek the dam of the Korban Pesach. Meaning, as much as you can, you should try to do the Korban Pesach after the Korban Tamid. If you already shechted it before, at least wait on the zrika until after the Korban Tamid. So have someone sitting there mixing the blood so that the blood doesn't congeal, and then you'll bring it afterwards. So why do we have to make sure the blood doesn't congeal? So Rashi says it's got to be royal zrika. So it sounds like once it congeals, it's not royal lezrika. This is a sugya Maseches Menachos. The Gemara Menachos Nafchavalev says that chatos hapnimios, the inner karbanos chatos, if the blood congeals, it's going to be possible. Because by those karbanos chatos, v'taval v'hiza, that you need to dip in and sprinkle it. And you can't do that on congealed blood. But the Gemara says, by chatos hachitzonios, where it says v'lokach v'nasan, the zrikas hadam is just taking it and throwing it, so you could do that even with congealed blood, then the congealed blood would be kosher as well. So what about all the other karbanos outside of karbanos chatas? So that's a discussion in the Akron. The Mikdash David raises the issue by other zvachim where you have to be zorik the dam. Is dam karush, is congealed blood kosher for zrika because it's a bar zrika? You can theoretically throw dam karush, or do we say dafka, you need a zrika hamishtaberes, that when you throw the blood, it has to scatter. It has to go like a liquid would scatter. So that's a discussion already in the Achronim. So one of the riots they bring is our Mishnah, that it's got to be possible by other Kabbalah. So why else do you have the guy sitting there mixing the blood the whole time? It says dafka to have someone sitting there mixing the blood the entire time. Not the greatest riot, because our Mishnah might just be saying a din l'chadchila, that you should have the person mixing the blood the entire time. But not that it's... Not that it would necessarily be possible if it actually congealed. This Mishnah is the source Tosfos pointed out in Daf Hey, that you see the zman of the Korban Pesach is not defined by when it actually is supposed to be brought. It's defined by when it could theoretically be brought. Meaning the zman of the Korban Pesach is from Chatzos and on. Even though and that's why anything that's tully in the zman of a Korban Pesach, any isurim that we might have that are dependent, maybe the isur of chametz that are dependent on the zman of the Korban Pesach, already begins when the Korban Pesach theoretically would be kosher, not when it's supposed to be brought. It's not supposed to be brought until after the Korban Tamid. This is that's an issue that's nogeh lemaisa. I was just looking into the issue recently. What if you have a bris in a shul on a slichos day, right? So whenever you have a bris, we don't say tachnun. But there are two tachnuns. There's the tachnun you say after Shemoneh Esrei, then there's the tachnun at the end of Slichos. Do you say that tachnun? Do you say the tachnun at the end of Slichos when you have a bris in the shul? So one of the approaches in the Achronim is it depends when you're saying Slichos. If you're saying Slichos when it's already the zman of bris mila, so if it's already the zman of the bris mila, then you would skip that tachnun. But what's called the zman of a bris mila? The halacha is that a bris mila is supposed to be done after Netzacham, after sunrise. It's kosher if it's already done from Amud HaShachar. It's kosher. So very often slichos is going to be said after Amud HaShachar, before Netzacham. So how do you define that? Is that called the zman? So according to this approach of Tosfos, what seems from this Mishnah, that the zman is defined not by when you're supposed to do something. The zman is defined by when something is kosher, so it could be that already from Amud HaShachar it's called the zman of the mila, and you already wouldn't say the tachman. Okay, it's an interesting discussion. There's a lot more in that discussion. Maybe we'll have some other time. Tan Rabbanan says the Brisa. Ketzah shaloli yochlev. What does it mean shaloli yochlev? Who are shaloli yochlev? So l'shum cholo, l'shum zakein. It means that you shechted for someone who's sick, who's old, who can't eat a kazayis, so the karban. Ketzah shalolim nuyav. What does it mean you shechted shalolim nuyav? Nimnu alav chaburazu v'shechtu l'shum Chabura Acheres. There's a group of people that's registered on this karban, and you shechted it for a different group. That's Shalolim Nuyev. Minani Mili, how do I know that these things are a problem by Karban Pesach? The Tanur Rabbanan, the Brisa Darshins, the Pasuk says, Michsas Nefashos, right? So it says, Bim Michsas, Melamed, Sheina Pesach Nishchat Elolim Nuyev. From there we see that you need to be registered. It needs to be the people who are pre-registered on the karban that you have in mind when you shecht the karban. That just tells me that I'm supposed to shecht it for people who are registered on the karban. How do I know that if I don't shecht it for people who are registered on the karban that it's going to be a psul? Maybe I'm supposed to do it, but if I don't do it, it's kosher anyway. The Torah has a double expression to teach me that this is ma'akev, that it's not just a requirement l'chadchila, but it's ma'akev b'di'evet. Do we always need that when the Torah tells me something? I need it to tell it to me twice in order to know that it's serious, that if I don't do it, then it's going to be ma'akev. So Tosfos writes in Maseches Menachos that this din of shana l'vakas v'la'akev is only a din in kadshim. It's fascinating that in Torah we have we could have completely different rules of how to darshan things in different areas of halacha. Kadshim in particular, has its own set of rules. This din of Shana Lava'akev is only a din when it comes to Kadshim, according to the Balei HaTosos. Nemukei Yosef seems to assume in Nemukei Yosef and Bamatzia that even by Afaras Nedarim, you need Shana Lava'akev La'akev. So it's not, it's even outside of the din of Kadshim. But here, at least by Kadshim, we require it. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, no, the drush is as follows. Lashon Sursihu. Michsas is like, it's from Lashon Sursi, it's from a different language. Ka'adam Shomer L'Chavero, Kusli Tleze. It's like a person who tells his friend, Shecht for me, Kos in Lashon Sursi is Shechita. Shecht for me this animal. So that teaches us that the Shas Shechita, you have to have in mind the people who are registered for the Karban. Ashkan Shalol Lemnuyav. Great. So from there we see Shalol Lemnuyav. Shalol Yachlov Minalan. How do I know that a karban that's shechted for people who are unable to eat a kezayis of a karban is problematic? So Amakra, Ishlfi Achlo Tachosu. Iskish Achlo Lemnuyav. It says Achlo Tachosu. Tachosu was about the Menuyan. Achlo was the people who could eat it. So we compare, we make this link between those who are able to eat it and those who are registered on it. Shachtu lemulin. Actually, before we get to that, when it comes to shalol yochlev, so we said, what's shalol yochlev? A zakein or a chole. So Rashi says it means that you shechted for a zakein or a chole who are not able to eat a kezayis, and there's no one else that's manoi on this carbon. There's no one else that's registered on this carbon. It's just people who are zakeinim or cholim. That's what it means shalol yochlev. So Tosfos raises the question. This was already in yesterday's daf. Tosfos raises the question that if there's nobody else, why do you need a machshava shalol yochlev to make a pasul? Even if you shecht it stam, it's pasul because there's no one that can eat it. If you shecht the karban pesach and there's no one that's able to eat it, shouldn't that itself make it pasul? So Tosfos says, no, it must be that there are other people that are able to eat this karban that are also registered on it, but at the time of the shechita, you only had in mind those people who can't eat it. If at the time of the shechita you had in mind everybody, so that's liyochlev vishlo liyochlev, that the Mishnah says beferish is kasher. No, there are people who are registered who can eat it, people who are registered who can't eat it, and at the time of the shechita you only had in mind the people who cannot eat it. So how's Rashi going to defend himself? Isn't the karban any way possible even for you shechted stam? When it's shalol liyochlev, the only people that own it are people who can't eat it, so anyway it should be possible. So to be miyashiv Rashi, the Netziv writes in Rome Sada, that maybe we're talking about a chol and a zaken who can't eat a kezayis of the meat, but maybe altogether they could eat a kezayis. So that wouldn't possible the Korban Pesach as a carbon that can never be eaten, because the carbon could get eaten, but no one could do a mitzvah sachila on the carbon. None of the bailim, none of the individual bailim, could do their own mitzvah sachila because they can't eat a full kezayis. That's the shalol yochlev, according to Rashi. And that again highlights that dual element of the Korban Pesach, where the Korban Pesach is not just a din that has to get eaten, but there's a din that one has to do a maisa achila of eating a kezayis of the carbon. Okay, top of Amin Beis. Let's say you shecht for someone who has a bris milah, almanas, that during the zrika, even people who don't have a bris milah will get a kapara. So is that valid or not? During the shechita, you had in mind all the right people for people who had a bris milah. But you had in mind that the zrika is going to work for to be motzi people who don't have a bris milah in the karban. So Rav Chista Amar Pasul, Rabba Amar Kasher. That's machlokas Rav Chista and Rabba. The rest of the daf is going to discuss this machlokas Rav Chista and Rabba, and in tomorrow's daf we're going to have a second explanation of what the machlokas is really all about. Rav Chista Amar Pasul. Rav Chista says no good because yesh machsheves arelim bezrika, that shechting with the kavana to do the zrika for our Reilim can ruin the karban. That a machshava about the zrika for the wrong people, for our Reilim, does have the ability to ruin the karban. Rabba Amar Kasher, Ein machsheves harelim bezrika. Rabbi says it's kasher because as it was shechted for people with a mila, we don't have to concern ourselves with intent to do zrika for people who don't have a mila. The intention to do zrika for the wrong people is not going to ruin the karban. So Amar Rabba mina aminala. Rabbi says, where do I get this from? That ein machsheves harelim bezrika. So it's going to turn out that both Rabba and Rav Chista base themselves on the same brisa. There's a long brisa that we're going to quote for most of the rest of the Yamud, and we're going to see how Rabbah and Rav Chista each interpret the brisa. And that's explanation number one of the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rabbah and Rav Chisda. Ditanya, we have a braisa as follows. Yachul Yifsal B'nei Chabura Haba'in Imo, I might think that he would passel the other members of the Arel. If an Arel is joined together with a bunch of other members of a group who are perfectly kosher people, I might think they're also not Yotzei, they're Karban Pesach, because they have an Arel in their group, Vidinu, and really there's a strong logical argument to be made that that should be the case. Well, the whole of Arla Poselis, Vituma Poselis, on the one hand we would say, well, Arla is a psul, Tuma is a psul, ma tuma lo asa be mixas tuma kakol tuma, af arla lo asa be mixas arla kakol arla. By tuma, if one of the members of the group is tame, it does not ruin the entire carbon. So there's room to say that if one of the members of the group is an arel, it should not ruin the entire carbon. On the other hand, al kol chol derech zu, maybe you could argue the other way, that hol va'arla poseles uzman posel, arla pasels, but zman also apostles, if you shechted to almanas to eat a kazayis beyond the zman, which is what we call pigle, right? You can make a carbon pigle by having a machshava chutz zmano. Well, ma zman asaba mixa zman kikol zman. What do you have to do with a machshava chutz zmano? Any of the avodos you do with a machshava chutz zmano and apostles. Partial machshava chutz zmano would also passel. So if you have even just a partial, or even I said forget about part of the avodos, you have a machshava chutz zmano on only a kezayis of this carbon, on only part of this carbon, that would also make the whole carbon pigle. So afarla also be mixas arla kakal arla. So maybe when it comes to the psul of having an arel registered on the carbon, hey, even that would ruin it for everybody. So which one? What should we use as the model to figure out whether partial RL ownership is going to ruin the carbon? Should we use the model of Tuma, in which case it would be fine for everybody else, or should we use the model of Pigel, of Zman, in which case it would be problematic for everybody? So, Nira Lemi Dome, what is the soul of RL more comparable to? Is it more comparable to Pigel, or is it more comparable to Tuma? So, Dun and Dover Shane and Noig Bekolas Vachim, and Dover Shane and Noig Bekolas Vachim, Valyuchiach Zman, Shinoig Bekolas Vachim. Well, maybe we should compare the two things that are not noheg by every single carbon, and therefore keep pigle outside of this conversation, because that's noheg by every single carbon. Or maybe we can go in the other direction. The psul of arel is never mutter. The psul of pigle never becomes mutter. It's problematic always. There's never an exception to the rule. The psul of tuma, there is an exception to the rule. If the tzibur is tame, we still bring carbon pesach. So the psul of tuma has an exception. So maybe therefore we should compare arel to pigle. So tamalomer zos. That's why it says zos. My Zos, what does Zos teach me? Ile medekula arla pasla, miksasa lo pasla. If it's teaching me that only when everybody that's registered on the carbon is an arl, it's pasl. But if only some of them are an arl, it's not pasl. Haimi v'kal arl nafka. That we already know from v'kal arl. Elav hachi katani. Tamaloma v'kal arl. No, so what it means to quote is the pasuk of v'kal arl. Kula arla pasl, miksasa lo pasl. The maskana of this brisa is, if only one of the people is an arl, the rest of the people are still yotzei, their carbon pesach. V'chi tema hu adin lizrika, dekula arla mi apasla, tamalomar zos. And lest you think that when you do a zrika only for arelim, purely for arelim, that that's going to be pasul, that's why it says zos. That when do we have a din, that if it's done purely for arelim, it's pasul, that's only in the shechita. So our whole drasha, if you do a shechita for a group of people, one of whom is an arel, that's not a problem. But you do a shechita for a group of people, all of whom are arelim, that is a problem. That's only by shechita. By zrika, even if you do it for everybody who are arelim, for a whole group of arelim, it's going to be kosher. B'shechita hu dekula arla mi apasla. Aval zrika, when it comes to the zrika, afilu kula arla nami lo pasla. Even if you do it for everybody who's arelim, it's not going to be pasla. V'chitema mai kula de zrika. So you can say, well, wait a second, why should we be more makel by zrika than we are by shechita? By shechita, if you do it for only arelim, it's pasla. By zrika, you do it for only arelim, it's kosher? Why? It must be because a machsheves ochlin doesn't matter for zrika, meaning that having in mind who's going to eat it during Zrika is irrelevant. It's all the Machshavas Ochlim only matters during the Shechita. So Rava says, that's where I get my idea that Ein Machshavas Harelim B'Zrika, that we don't have to concern ourselves with intent to do Zrika for people who don't have a Mila. It's from this Brisa that the din that you have to, that if you have Machshava for Harelim, it's problematic. That's only a din in Shechita, it's not a din in Zrika. And Rav Chista Adrab, Rav Chista would say, no, I'm a daik the other way. Lidach Kisa. I agree with you. By Shechita, it's saying it's only a problem if you have in mind for all, for a purely Arelim, for exclusively Arelim. But if it's only one member that's Arelim, the other guys are still kosher. Aval Zrika, Zrika's different, but it's different in the other direction. Afilu Mitzasanami Pasla. If you do Zrika for a group of people, any of whom are Arelim, it's going to pasul it. Unless you think that Zrika should be just like Shechita, Tamalomer Zos. Shechita de Mikzasa Pasla, Zrika Afilu Mikzasa Pasla. By Shechita, if you have Mikzasa Arelim, it's not going to pasul. By Zrika, even Mikzasa Arelim is going to pasul. Vechite my Chumre de Zrika. Now, according to Rav Chista, why is it that we treat Zrika more Chamur than Shechita? De lo mikva pigul ele bezrika. Because pigul is determined by Zrika. Meaning the halach by pigul is, if you had a machsheves pigul during one of the early avodos, it's only going to be pigul if you didn't have any other machsheves psul throughout the rest of the avoda. Which means, by Zrika, Zrika is the last avoda. So that determines whether it was pigul. Maskar avashi, b'mayda hai v'kalar al kula mashma, dilma hai v'kalar al mashma kolduhu arla. Kaz rachman azos, da'adika kula arla, so the Gemara says, no, this whole drasha is off. How do you know Vakal Arel means that anyone who is an Arel? Maybe Vakal Arel means that everybody is an Arel. So it throws off the entire drasha. The entire drasha assumed Vakal Arel means that anybody who is an Arel. Zos comes to tell me that it's Dafka by Shechita, that when everybody is an Arel, it's Puzzle. When somebody's an Arel, it's not Puzzle. But the whole drasha could be thrown off if you translate Vakal Arel differently. So tomorrow we'll have a second explanation of the Machlokas Rabbah and Rav Chista.